man, who resembled Gopher, was guarding a new buffalo kill against three cheeky jackals, who seized every opportunity to sneak a bite, till a growl sent them running off to avoid a cuffing. The blonde lion took no part in the defence, but lay in the shade of a tree, his mane ruffled by the morning wind. How splendid these lions were! Aloof, but friendly, dignified and self-possessed. Looking at them, it was easy for me to see why the lion has always fascinated man and become a symbol of something he admires. The king of animals, as they have called him, is a tolerant monarch. True, he is a predator, but predators are essential to keep the balance of wildlife, and the lion has no wish to harm. He does not attack man unless he is persecuted for his skin or when he is too infirm to find other more active prey. He never kills, except to satisfy his hunger, as is proved by the unconcern with which herds graze around a pride when they know that the lion's bellies are full. How I loved watching this scene in front of us. I thought of Elsa's children. Where would they be at this moment? My heart was with them, wherever they were. But it was also with these two lions here in front of us. And as I watched this beautiful pair, I realized how all the characteristics of our cubs were inherent in them. Indeed, in every lion I saw during our searches, I recognized the intrinsic nature of Elsa, Jesper, Gopher, and Little Elsa, the spirit of all the magnificent lions in Africa. May God protect them from any arrow and bless them all and their kingdom.